Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. What an amazing year for art in the Twin Ports. With Arts Align work on North by North kicking off its first year this past May, and the Intermediate Arts Creative Community Leadership Institute graduating its first class, and all the amazing venues opening their doors each month with a new exhibit of local artists' work. We are really blessed here in Duluth, and none of this possible without the wealth of artists in Minnesota and their continued efforts. This year, Radio Gallery covered festivals, openings, solo projects, collaborative works, juried shows, and curated exhibits. Also this year, Radio Gallery embraced photography like never before, interviewing nearly 15 Minnesota photographers. From museum shows to the corner coffee shop, it's hard to pick a favorite, but I thought I'd pull a couple highlights from this year's artists' interviews. First, one of my favorite shows from local painter A.J. Atwater, who goes to New York to paint, showed her Manhattan Nightscapes at Washington Gallery last June.
It's traditional for artists to do that. I mean, back in the day, in the Impressionists, or any time when artists were creating work, they would travel around the world. They would paint in the south of France. They would go to Paris. They would go to whatever location they felt could inform their art. And that is no different now. The way I work is that I don't want to capture the as things look. I want to capture the essence of the way things look. So if we can get back to what influenced me this on Manhattan, Manhattan is built on a grid. That is so amazing to me. A lot of my paintings originate from the influence of Midtown. So because of the grid, so the avenues run up and the streets run across, you have this incredible ability to look at the streetscape and the buildingscape. These are nightscape paintings.
Another favorite exhibit this past year was Cecilia Ramon and Carla Stetson, both three-dimensional artists who collaborated to create a large space-specific sculpture at the Duluth Art Institute last January.
The act of installing is as important, perhaps, as the piece, and making the piece at home and making it seamless, the integration between the piece and the space. And that's so challenging, but so interesting.
Right now, the gallery as a whole is coming together as an art piece. When you walk in, you'll have a certain directional movement that will continue throughout the gallery. And it's something that we've consciously designed. I don't think anybody else will notice that it's consciously designed, but it adds to your feeling of movement in the space. An installation envelops the viewer in a certain way that I find very exciting.
And my last pick of favorites would be Anne Leibovitz, who showed her portrait prints here at the Tweed Museum last summer.
So there's 17 pieces in the show. 15 of them have woodcuts and 2 do not. The work is all composite in nature, so each of the works is based on more than one person. And so it's really about the formation and exploration into identity and into humanness and our human connectedness to one another. What I mean by that is you might have 5 different people's heads which form one head. So that there's like fragments, one side, one nose. In that way, the work is sort of more universal. There's place for the viewer to experience something evocative or emotive from the piece. We have our parents as influence, our grandparents, our teachers, our brothers and sisters and lovers and friends, and all of that really formulates who we are. In some ways, you know, as much as our genetic fiber. The work is really about accessing more than just one vantage point. On the invitation image, it has that printed, graphic, really amazing line quality that you can only get from a woodcut, and that is a primary element in that particular piece.
You can always look back at this past year of Radio Gallery guests' interviews and information about their work at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts, then Radio Gallery. Have a great end to 2013, and I'll be back next year. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Liz Peterson. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.